all the information for the entire Northern Nevada area.
They are bringing more illegals every day.
On one radio station.
At this point, I just kind of assume every politician is dirty.
Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
I gotta say, it is a beautiful day for a radio show in Northern Nevada. Current temperature 48 degrees, rapidly warming up. The sun is out, and you know what? It's that time of year when my email is full of Mother's Day and Cinco de Mayo ads. I've spent half my money in restaurants. I'm John Potter. Yeah, here 9 to noon as usual, running the show from Carson City. Our good friend Craig. Hey, Craig.
Good morning, Mr. Potter. It's good to be back in town.
I just learned you can have them add chili powder to your coffee at a Reno Starbucks. Oh, my God. I never knew this. You can have chili powder added to your coffee at Starbucks for real.
Why?
So, well, it's a great pick-me-up. Sold. So, okay, you mentioned you were out of town. It's funny because I have been out of town all week long, and you were out of town all week long. The difference between you and me, I guess, is I was Best Western, and you were Homewood Suites.
Yes, I was clear on the East Coast, and you were just a little east of us.
Yes, I went to Utah, and tell me about the highlights of your trip. You had a ball playing your tournament.
Yep.
You did not win, but my gosh, man, this is a national thing. You expected to be, I mean, you put on a good standing out there, didn't you?
Yeah, we did. It was the Toyota USA Sled Hockey Nationals. There were 60 teams with 1,080 players in six levels.
My God.
In six levels of ability. And like you said, we didn't win, but what we did do is we performed better this tournament than we did in our previous two nationals the past 2 years. We did better. We never stopped playing. It's, you know, when you're down by two points, two goals, you're still going to sit there and fight it out with the other team, body check or whatever.
Mm. What'd you think of it? Yeah.
What's for people who have never seen it, if you Google sled hockey, USA sled hockey, and watch some of the Paralympic guys who have played, like Brody Roybal, Declan Farmer, and the such, you'll be absolutely amazed at their dexterity. We're not even near their level, but. You'll get an idea of what it is.
What'd you think of Pennsylvania?
Well, we drove from Philadelphia to Westchester, so that was a nice 45-minute drive.
Yeah.
And then loved it around Westchester. That was beautiful. We had, so many restaurants across the street from our hotel. We didn't even have to go anywhere, pretty much.
Yeah. Yeah. So. All states seem to have stepped up their game when you're traveling. I took Kathy to Salt Lake City for two nights, showed her Park City, Utah for the next two nights, and stopped in Elko for two overnights. So taking I-80 for a week, much more easy going than taking Highway 95, but not much. It's still drivers out there. We are a Best Western Hotel and Burger King couple on these drives. Burger King for the Oreo shake. And Best Western, I'm a Best Western man. And a funny thing about me is I really like renting cars for trips. You know what? Because they're new and it's just a sweet ride. And I thought I'd rent a Jeep this time. You know, Kathy always says she's tired of the small cars. Well, that's how it is at the rental car place. They have the economy car, then the budget car, then the intermediate car. And it jumps from the intermediate car to the SUV. There's no big luxurious cars that you can rent. And the intermediate car, the biggest car they have, is like, what, a Chevy Malibu, which isn't that big. I mean, I can't tell the difference between a Honda Civic and a Honda Accord size-wise. So we ended up with a Jeep, and I always wanted a Jeep. But Jeep people, I don't understand. Let me know what you see in these vehicles. I mean, the road noise on these things, the mileage, getting 18 miles a gallon, and this was a hybrid. This was a Jeep hybrid. I don't know what was hybrid about it. And the windshield, it's almost at a 90-degree angle. And so all we did was stop at the gas station, number one, because it always needed more gas, and number two, to clean all these bugs off the windshield, because a 90-degree angle windshield, and the buffeted by the winds, we had to yell at each other to talk. Maybe a Jeep fan can call and tell me what I'm missing with this one. And not only that, the darn rental cars I get always have California license plates. Enough said. Let me cut in, please. You never do. And so I just returned the Jeep. I had the bike in the back of the Jeep. I had to return it to the car rental place at Meadowood Mall. I returned the Jeep, and then I asked Google Maps, what's the best bike route to the station here at Plumman Terminal? And once again, Google Maps dreams up a ridiculous route. So I'm at Meadowood, okay? Google Maps says, get on Neal Road. Yes, yes, right. It's right there at Meadowood. And then turn at Peckham, and then get on Airway Drive with a twisty and turny, and it looks like you're going around half the airport. And 20 minutes later on my bike, I pass by Neal Road again. I could have just stayed on Neal Road to Terminal, you mother huckers. Google Maps does this to me time and time again. So it was a good trip. And even though I was so thorough checking the hotel rooms to make sure I had everything, I lost a pair of shoes. But each shoe that I have belongs to the two shoes I left behind. So I have a left from one pair of shoes and a right from the other at home now. And they were nice shoes. And today I came to work with the left shoe from the one pair and the right shoe from the other.
Well, and that should match up with your socks that you had to mismatch too, because the one that got lost in the dryer.
I paid money for them. I got to get some money's worth out of these things. Well, okay, so the cities I went to, Salt Lake City, Kathy had never been. I lived there in the mid to late 90s, right after my time in Las Vegas. And coming from Las Vegas, you know, Salt Lake City back then, it was like a quiet town, lots of parks, no skyscrapers. Wow. What they built there now is phenomenal. Downtown is alive. There are no closed vacant storefronts in downtown Salt Lake City. They have two huge shopping malls right in the center of downtown. The city center is like a very clean San Francisco. So I did my morning hikes there, and one hike was to my old house up the hill, and I prepared myself for that. You know, I'm known to get very emotional when I visit my houses of the past. I mean, some of them I stand out in front and tears come down. So many great memories. How can you not? So I walked there, bit of trepidation, but I smiled because whoever the new owner is of my old house, they really kept it up. It looked great. They left my historical plaque by the door. The porch I had redone, all in great shape. I know people who don't like to go back and look at their old houses where they used to live. I really enjoy it, but sometimes it does break my heart. So anyway, it's different out there. The neighborhoods in Salt Lake City, and I think this is something we should consider here if it's not too late. You're walking along houses, and every third or fourth block, there's a building with two or three businesses, like a laundromat or a hardware store or whatever, restaurants. And every single street has sidewalks. Even the industrial part of town in Salt Lake City has sidewalks. Elko, sidewalks everywhere, too. We need more sidewalks. And I saw this on trash pickup days in Salt Lake City. They have these Jeeps with yellow flashing lights, steering wheel on the right, and the city worker just drives along picking up the lid of everybody's container, everybody's waste and recycle container, to make sure the right things are in them. That's their whole job. And the garbage trucks are like 5 minutes behind them. And the city also has these little vacuum cleaner vehicles. They're like golf carts. We're enclosed golf carts, a man inside, and a big hose at the front going up and down sidewalks. And yes, I know their taxes are probably higher than ours, but that, I tell you, that is some nice city planning. And if you know, Salt Lake City, the streets are all a grid. You never get lost. Oh, you're at 600 West, 300 East? Okay, see you there. Here, I just was on Twisty Turny Airway Drive and Neil Road. It's anyway, I love where I am. I'm not considering going back there and everything. But there's some things city planning wise that I thought were pretty brilliant. And then we went to Park City, where it's always been year round for tourists. Well, now there's a shoulder season where after the skiers leave, 70% of the town closes, and it never was like that before. And I think it had to be COVID that changed that. So we spent two nights in Elko, and so I want to talk a lot about northern rural Nevada, which people don't really talk about here, but I love it to death, and I try to spend all my money in northern Nevada, so I'll talk about that. We have our first guest coming up in about 15 minutes. It's going to be a great show this morning. Very local as always. 884-9910 is our phone number. I'm John Potter. You're going to take a break. Be back in a few minutes. Hope you had a wonderful week. I really did, despite the Jeep. So back in a few. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 918.
Live, local, FM Talk, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
John Potter, live and local. Our guests today, somebody is running for Congress, running against Mark Amaday. Also after that, we're going to be talking reverse mortgages with Patty Woods, which is a great idea for many of you folks who are in a cash crunch position. Very interesting stuff. And Derek Lee, of course, Brain Health Formula is coming up. So I want to wrap up this little travelogue since I spent the whole week away from town. Just came back from Elko last night, spent two nights there. Elko, Aid of the Star, of course, outstanding, but they rush you every time, which is fine. Give us great food and everything, but, you know, they pick up the plates and all this, and they want you. They have to recycle. They push it a little too much. For best Mexican in, I think, the state, Garibaldi's or La Fiesta in Elko, outstanding. Fajitas for two at Garibaldi's is really fajitas for five. Incredible bargain. Tokiona, Stockman's for breakfast. Those two places, oh my gosh. Elko and Winnemucca are kind of known for great food. Winnemucca with the Martin House and Winnemucca Pizza, and Elko for the places I just talked about. And Tonopah is known for very good motels. They're all good motels. Clown Hotel. It's outstanding lobby. That's all I can say. 5,000 clowns there. What a collection. It's really more of an exhibit than a motel. And you know, you're in rural Nevada when every remote highway sign is full of bullet holes. And I love talking with the locals and what you learn. You know, Kathy wanted to see deer in Elko. So we asked the regulars there, and we got this total education on deer. Stuff I did not know. These guys told us that deer are far more deadly to Americans every year. They are more dangerous than sharks, alligators, bears and venomous snakes combined. Do you know why, Craig? Do you know why deer are so far more dangerous to humans?
No.
Than these vicious animals? And it's not because of the ticks and the Lyme disease. There were just two deaths from sharks in 2023 in the U.S. But each year, deer, Bambi, account for 59,000 human injuries and 440 deaths, mainly car crashes. And I have not been bought off by the shark lobby and their propaganda. This is the real deal. And because I checked what they said, they did admit that Americans, we spend more time on our tires than we do in the ocean. So there's that. It's not an equal comparison. But I know a lot of people who have hit a deer on the road. I myself have come close to doing that a total of three times, very close calls with deers running across the highway. I mean, by inches. Two times on that stretch. Folks, remember that stretch of 80? Coming into Lovelock, if you're going east, there was a major, major deer crossing there. And I mean, the highway at night would be red some nights until they somehow rerouted the deer somehow from there. And another time when I was living in Maine, and I know a nice couple in Maine who were killed on a motorcycle when they hit a deer. Never happened to you, huh, Craig?
No. I've had, I think, one close call in the past 20 years, but no actual
hits. Well, you're due.
No, please don't say that. With my luck, it'll happen.
Okay, let's check some news. Interesting stuff here, folks. Did you hear in the news? The Biden administration just waffled. And this is unreal. The Biden administration has just abandoned their plan to ban menthol cigarettes. Yeah, I didn't know this. The plan was they couldn't make them anymore. There was going to be this total ban on menthol cigarettes. And he decided again not to do it after getting, quote, feedback. Anti-smoking advocates are outraged. In a statement, the Health and Human Services Secretary said the ban brought in, quote, an immense amount of feedback, including from various elements of the civil rights and criminal justice movement. What do they got to do with this thing? The original ban on menthol cigarettes was proposed over 2 years ago. I did not know about it. But civil rights leaders, like the Reverend Al Sharpton, have received backing from the tobacco industry and have argued that a ban on menthol cigarettes would lead to more over-policing of black communities. Can somebody tell me how this connection is made here? I don't understand. What do you think of that? I remember, this is how it blows my mind, because I remember in third grade, in art class, we were all taught to make ceramic ashtrays for our parents to take home. And that was, art teacher showed us how to make a ceramic ashtray, and everybody made a ceramic ashtray for mom and dad. You take it home. That was a no one batted an eye moment from my childhood. But when I talk about it now, it sounds like I grew up on a different planet. Yes. Okay, so yeah, I met some interesting people in Elko, like I said. And I got into a discussion. This, of course, was at a bar. This is where the best discussions happen, folks. And the topic of electric vehicles came up. And this guy tells me that he thinks that electric vehicle owners should only be allowed to charge their cars using solar or wind power. Otherwise, it's just pretend. I know there was a guy there who was so much against these vehicles that he says he'll only vote for a president that will turn electric cars into electric chairs. You gotta get out in the rurals to really hear the different
ideas and
points
of view.
No, he was serious. He would turn electric cars into electric chairs. It's an idea, you know. Anything to add, Craig? Because
not to that, but we did receive a text. It says, "Hi, John. I once called the hotel." Or called the lost and found at a hotel I stayed at and was able to get my shoes back. Maybe they still have them.
Okay, well, here's the thing. I would do that, and they're very nice, rather expensive shoes, my walking shoes, because I do my morning hike and everything. Here's the bad thing about that. I had two pairs of shoes. Somehow, and I don't know how this happened, I left behind the left shoe of one pair and the right shoe of another. And if I call up this hotel and say that I did this, I don't know. It's embarrassing to me.
But you're not going to be going back there for a long while. Staff will have changed in that time, so they won't even remember you.
I know they're going to be talking about the doofus in Reno.
They've probably found a lot worse things in shoes in their rooms.
Like I said earlier, I'm a Best Western guy. I don't apologize for it. I think, boy, their breakfasts. I don't know about your fancy suites where you stayed in, Craig, your Homewood Suites. Did it come with a breakfast when you were out there in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was had something different every day.
Well, I had the Holiday Inn Express breakfast in Salt Lake City. And it was okay. The eggs were a disaster. It was this mix. You know, it was like watery and everything. The Best Western eggs were outstanding. They always are. Folks, that Best Western in Tonopah is the best Western in the United States of America. The Elko Best Western is okay. There's some glitches there. They had a wonderful 24-hour pool and 24-hour hot tub. But inexplicably, you had to go to the front desk and ask them to turn on the hot tub. So I get in the hot tub, can't find the button to start it, and I traipse trailing water all the way from the pool inside the hotel to the front desk. Well, hey, I didn't feel bad because it was their dumb decision. It's good to be home, though. It's good to be home. Well, okay, phone number 884-9910. Our first guest is coming up next. Folks, you're going to get to meet and talk with Dr. Fred Simon. Remember when he was running for governor? And we were all disappointed when that did not happen. He's now running against Mark Amadei for Congress. That election is coming up. So Dr. Fred Simon is going to be talking with us. Why is he running? How did a doctor end up running a restaurant? He has a great restaurant in Minden. All this kind of stuff. My job is to get you to like him, and that's going to be easy to do. He's a good friend of Kathy and I. 884-9910, number to call. So we'll talk to Dr. Fred Simon next. He's in Carson City in the studio there. I'm John Potter, live and local till noon, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:33. Time.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk, radio, 99.1, KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday morning, and Dr. Fred Simon is, I should say, Dr. Fred Simon for Congress. That's your new name now, sir. He's out in Carson City. Hey, Dr. Fred.
Hey, John. Good to be here.
Good. It's awesome to talk to you again. For those who don't know you, well, I'm sure we got a lot of attention already saying you're going to run against Mark Amadei. We'll ask you why, but first, for those who don't know you, tell us a bit about yourself, sir.
Well, I grew up in a conservative family, which pushed out in the workforce at 10 and a half years old, mowing lawns and shoveling snow out in Massachusetts years ago. And then my whole focus at 15 years old, after working in a hospital as an orderly, I got hooked on healthcare. Was an operating room technician at 17 years old. Then went to medical school in Nebraska. Did most of my training out in Massachusetts, at the University of Massachusetts. Did a fellowship in pancreatic biliary surgery and some ICU management. Did a grant on sepsis. Went out in the workforce, worked in the Navajo Indian Reservation as a volunteer, and had great interest in trauma and critical care, and that's what I ended up doing most of my career. But I also thoroughly enjoyed America, so I went out every 4 to 6 months and covered other doctors' practices that were short, or a lot of smaller towns, there's only a single surgeon. And so I actually practiced in 14 states, the Indian Reservation. By the time I finished this past October, 69 hospitals, 34 communities, rural, semi-rural, metropolitan, ran a large trauma center with residents, had an automobile agency, have a restaurant, had a semi-professional soccer team, have done land development. Life is out there. Went out and did it. And so that's kind of who I am and what I've done, and got interested in politics years ago.
That is the most productive resume I've ever heard. It sounds like you just don't stay idle. It sounds a bit like you're a workaholic here. Aside from running another political campaign, you also had time to open up a restaurant. And you're a doctor who decided to open a restaurant. How did that come about?
Well, that was in January 1st of 2015. I took over a restaurant. I moved it from, South Carson City down to Minden. And it's an Italian restaurant, something I always wanted to do. It's a very social thing to do, community-oriented. My restaurant actually in Minden is a mentorship, which has been the soccer team, dealership, everything. So 70% of the employees in the restaurant are teenagers. They start out washing dishes, bussing, and I have 16 and 17-year-olds who serve.
Interesting. I've eaten there several times. I haven't really noticed that, and maybe it's because some of them decide just to stay there, right, and work the restaurant.
They do. They filter through. They come in at 16, 17 years old, and some of them go to college. Some of them stay. But I was in there last night, and since it was Friday, we had a fair number of the adults. Of course, the kids cannot do anything with alcohol, so when they're serving, they have to have an adult in there pouring the drinks and taking them to the tables.
Well, my impression of you is that you're a perfectionist here. Now, you don't like to boast, but I looked up Google reviews on your restaurant, Christopher's Restaurant and Bar. Dr. Fred, you have 360 reviews, and out of 360 reviews on Google, out of 5 stars, the overall rating, 4.5 stars for 350, not one sourpuss that I've seen here so far. So it's a wonderful place. By the way, I'd like to make a reservation with you, but that comes later. Politics, you're running for Congress for Mark Amadei's seat. What's your issue with him?
His record. It's that simple. I'm running against Mark Amadei's liberal record. He votes for all the spending. Fundamentally, to be honest with you, there's one major issue in this country, and that's the budget. And you can connect the dots to the border. You can connect it to healthcare. You can connect it to education. And you can connect it to all of the subsidies. You were talking about menthol cigarettes earlier. Still subsidize the tobacco industry. Why do we do that? And I don't know if you noticed last week, a bag of bearings at $90,000. Where is the control of the budget? by any of these people, let alone Mark Amaday. He's done nothing.
You know what? You hit upon a very frustrating thing for me. I don't hear anything about the budget. I don't hear anything about the deficit. Media just does not cover it. To the media, the number one issue is abortion. I think it's the economy. I know so many people who can't buy a house. That dream is over for them. And they can't afford this and that. And look at the gas now. We're over $5 in Reno again. We're taking calls, as we said. Let's go to the phones. Blake is calling from Sparks with a question for you, Fred Simon. Go ahead, Blake. Glad you called.
Yeah, thanks, John. And thank you to Dr. Simon for coming on and actually taking questions and just kind of letting people know what you're about. I've been in Reno, got here a little bit in 2012 and then moved back to Nashville. And then I came back out here in 2017, been here since. I love it out here. Obviously it's a little bit more different than the South, as far as, you know, what's cool and what's not. But what I wanted to ask you, Dr. Simon, compared to, Mark Amaday, and I really do hope that you unseat him, by the way, what I wanted to know is, like, what do you – it's kind of a double-sided question. What do you think we can do as far as the budget, as far as getting it in front of it, stop sending all this money to Ukraine, people that aren't even – you know, it's not in our best interest. And then also, where can we help our nation's veterans? You know, we're giving all this money to drug addicts, in San Francisco for them to shoot up with clean stuff. You know, there's plenty of veterans out there that could use, you know, just some shampoo and some toothpaste or something, and, you know, they don't get that. So I was just wanting to kind of see what your stance is on those two things.
Awesome. Right,
thanks, Blake. Go ahead, Fred.
I really appreciate both those questions. Let me start with the budget. The reason you don't hear about much from these congressmen and senators, or they're all in cahoots with each other. It's a uniparty. Now, we have to look at, they talk about entitlements. Let's first start there. Social Security and Medicare, those are not entitlements. I paid into that. I'm 70 years old. That's my money coming back to me. So when we look at that, when you print money and you overspend, you inflate. Now, we know in 2025, the budget is going up 18%. Where is that going to come from? So our GDP is what produces, and taxation, if you look at an 80-year history, you can't tax more than about 20% or you start seeing a decrease in investment and a decrease in the GDP. There's only one place to go. You have to freeze spending. Now, we've spent over $400 billion on the border issue. We have now spent about $170 billion over in a loss war in Ukraine. Where can we cut? There's lots of places. Let's start with defense. We need an audit, which has never been done, of all the expenses. I can guarantee you, we're going to find that we overspend, like the bearings, 20%. So the defense spending somewhere around $800 billion. We have to stop funding foreign wars. We're 0-5. We lost Vietnam. We lost Afghanistan. We lost Syria. We lost Libya. We lost Iraq. Trillions of dollars going overseas. It connects to your other question, what can we do for veterans? A lot, if we have that money. We can make their health care better. We can provide more benefits for them. We can do it for the entire American population. In fact, if you take the money that was sent to Ukraine, you can build the wall 230 times over, fix homelessness 8 times over, and give every veteran on the street $2 million. This is how absurd the spending is. And Mark Amaday goes along with it. He just agreed to $1.2 trillion spending bill again. You cut subsidies in big ag, big pharma, and you go down to little things, PBS. Let them, if they want to be a public broadcasting system, compete. You can raise money. You get all the philanthropy from all of these progressive people. All of these things can be cut. You've got to have the will. Let me tell you the short game and the long game for me, and I'll go back to you. Short game, get me elected and you're going to have a warrior. I think John hit it. I'm a workaholic and I'm not stopping. And nobody's going to own me because nobody ever has. I work for the people. I understand that. Restaurant, I work for the people. Automobile dealership, I work for the people. If I do a good job for the people, they come back. As a surgeon, I work for the people. And they're not doing that. Here's the long game. I've been 18 states in the last 22 months, the border twice, with Rodney Scott, who was the head of the Border Patrol, in his living room. He was up ahead of it until 2022. And I was up in Wyoming when they kicked Liz Cheney's butt out. I was up in New Hampshire during the primary with Trump. We go identify all the liberal uniparty Republicans like Mark Amaday, and we take them out all over the country. We build a consensus like the progressives did with the Democrats. They own that party, but that's not a majority. And we can do the same thing with the conservatives. It'll take two or three cycles, but you need somebody out there who is focused on that. I haven't heard anybody else talk about it, but there are weak liberal Republicans that conservatives can go beat.
Well,
I have heard, I have a few friends that call themselves liberals. I never thought I'd see the day that I would hear a liberal say, I kind of hope we get Trump back in office this next election. It's just the way everything is now, compared to how it was 4 years ago. I mean, it's almost day and night, in my opinion. I'm not saying, you know, Trump was the best thing to ever happen to this country, but I can for sure say that Biden's probably the worst thing to ever happen to this country.
Well, to be honest with you, if you look at the wall, we need Donald Trump. We got to enforce federal law 8 U.S.C. 1103. We have to stop the China migration. They're building walls and bridges between Central America and South America through the Darien Gap. We have to intervene there. We had a fort down there, Fort Clayton in Panama. We have to fix that, but to fix it, you need Donald Trump. I agree with you.
You're very inspiring, sir, and what excites me is that you have actually worked with a balance sheet, and you are serious about but you're the only one I hear talking about inflation in the budget. Where does inflation come from? It comes from sending a couple of billion here and a trillion there. It comes from printing money, and people don't seem to get that connection between the high prices we're paying now for this or that. Let me talk about gas prices. Biden, when he first took office, said the age of oil is over. So what do you think the oil companies are going to do? Are they going to invest in their business with a president like that? No. And the gas prices go up because you don't think they know that the government is not going to be supporting them. You know, they're going to cut back on things like that. Oh, everything is going to go electric. All right. Sounds like I'm running for Congress now. We're going to take a break. I'll be back with you. Dr. Fred Simon running against Mark Amaday for Congress. I'm John Potter, 884-9910 on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 953.
Younger. Smarter. Better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
John Potter live and local Saturday morning 9 to noon with Dr. Fred Simon, who has 2 minutes right now, Fred, to make your final push here. Go ahead.
Well trained, educated, been around the nation. Understand the budget issues. Let's just talk about that real quick. You got to freeze spending. You got to cut all the subsidies out. You have to stop printing money. They printed $8 trillion in the last 4 years. We need to fix the border. I've been everywhere. I've been down at the border. I've looked at the spending. I've been in education. These are key factors. We have a gentleman who has been a senior. He's been there 12 years. He's got seniority. And what has he done? Nothing. What do we hear from him? Nothing. Now, all of a sudden, he's got a position in a subcommittee on the border. How did that just happen? And then he is endorsed by the governor 2 weeks ago because he knows he's in a race. And he knows he's against somebody who's going to come right at him. Tell me what you're going to do, Mark Amaday, to fix these things. Tell me why your record is the way it is. I am just the opposite of him. I'm going to cut spending. I'm going to fix the border. I'm going to get involved in healthcare. We're going to change this. We're going to blow up Obamacare. We're going to stop the government from subsidizing healthcare housing and education. That's what's causing the inflation.
In these final seconds, do you have a campaign website that people can check out?
SimonForCongress.com. I would appreciate if you'd consider me and vote for me. And we need some donations to fight the big Republican machine, which is getting behind Mark Amaday.
Yeah, he does like to chum around and make friends in Washington. Well, good luck, sir. Dr. Fred Simon for Congress, and thanks for being on the show, and I hope you come back again, sir.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right, sir. I'm John Potter, going to break for Fox News, and we'll be talking reverse mortgages and other stuff coming up after the news. See you then.